podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
And welcome to part two. And we've got a couple more fans with us today. It's a mum and daughter, both Reading fans. We've got Louise Brigginshaw and Holly Brigginshaw, who's 13, Louise's daughter. And Louise, before I ask you for a prediction, you went to school with Hayden Mullins, is that right?
Yeah, I went to secondary school with Hayden. He was in, I don't know, two or three of my classes. Seen him a couple of times since school, one down at the at Medeski when he was there. So good lad, growing up with him. So that was, that's nice.
So I'll ask you first, Louise, whereabouts do you live?
We're in Burfield Common.
Burfield Common, okay. And how long have you been supporting Reading for?
Got to show my age now, but I've been a season ticket for about 30 years. Obviously been going since the Elm Park days, seeing them come up from, League Two, League One and upwards and all the way out to the Premiership. So, yeah, good few years now.
Okay, and you're going to the game today?
Yes, yeah, my mum's coming along as well as Holly.
Oh, nice. And what's your mum's name? We'll say hello to her.
She's called Val Brigginshaw.
So who are you looking forward to seeing play? Probably Hayden Mullins, I expect.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. I haven't seen him for a good few years now, but my favourite is good old Murty. You can't beat, he's done for the club. Yeah, met him quite a few times. I actually met him once when I was pregnant with Holly, and he signed like a little baby outfit for when she was born. So, yeah, he's a real nice lad, I think, yeah.
And Holly, Murty's the one. Yeah, Holly, you're 13, so you wouldn't have seen, you weren't around during the 106 season, but... who are you looking forward to seeing play today?
I'm looking forward to seeing Graham Murty because I've seen him like a few clips of him on YouTube and stuff, and he looks like a pretty good player.
Yeah. I think the Reading fans would agree with you on that one. And how long have you supported Reading for?
Pretty much my whole life, really. I've been to most of the games as I've grew up, and now I'm going to this game today.
Yeah. And did you get to see any of the 2012 team, or were you a bit too young for that?
You were coming along to some of them.
Yeah, I did come along to some of them, not that I remember, but yeah, I definitely would have been to some of them.
Yeah, and who's your favourite Reading player?
At the moment, or from the...
Yeah, at the moment, or, from the time you
John
see...
John Swift, probably.
John Swift, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's a good player.
All right, so I'm going to ask you both for your score prediction. I'll start with you, Holly. What do you think the score will be today?
I reckon 3-1 to Steve Cropple's team.
Okay. And Louise, what about you? What's your score prediction?
I'm going to go for 3-2 to Cropple.
Do you know what? So far, everyone's saying that Steve Cropple's team's going to win. Maybe the younger legs, Harold Robson-Kanu. I mean, he was only playing for West Brom. But you think the 106, that he was only playing for West Brom, I think. Was it last season? I can't remember. But you both think the 106 team are going to win, do you?
Yeah, hope so.
Okay, well, thank you to both of you for your time, and hope you both enjoy the game.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'm joined now by Sarah Blow. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And I know you're unfortunately not going to the game today, but good to have you with us. Whereabouts do you live, Sarah?
I'm just in Whitley Wood, really close to the stadium. I can see it from my house, pretty much.
Oh, you might be able to hear the cheering when all the goals are flying in. So, how long have you been supporting Reading for?
So, since I was a teenager, so quite a number of years. I've been a season ticket holder for probably, must be nearly 20 years now. I haven't actually counted.
Yeah, okay. And obviously, you're not going to the game, so can't really ask you who you're looking forward to seeing, but who do you think might score the goals today?
I'd like the older team to win, the 2006 team.
Yeah.
All right. I'd hope.
So obviously Kevin Dawes playing, Leroy Lita's playing, you've got Jason Roberts on the other side.
I'd go for Doyle every time.
Doyle's going to score. Okay. And what do you think the score is going to be?
Oh, I'd hope for a high scoring game. I'd go for 4-2.
4-2 to which team?
To the older team, to the
106 team.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Everyone we've spoken to is predicting a win for the 106 team. So
I hope so.
They don't have much faith in the younger legs, but there you go.
All right, Sarah. It's just more that I love that team. So
yeah, I think you and many other Reading fans. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and let's see what happens. Well, that's it for part two. Everyone seems to be going for a win for the 106 side, for Steve Coppell's side. No faith in the younger legs. We've got players like Hal Robson-Kanu in that side who, until very recently, were playing at a very high level. But of course, the 106 side have got something to prove, haven't they? They won't want to let the younger ones beat them. So let's see what happens. And we will, in the next part, hopefully be bringing you the team news. So keep in touch with the 1871 podcast, and we'll bring you any team news anything else that's going on as soon as we can. Sports Social Podcast Network.